Jim Amaral, Bates College class of 1980, founded and runs what may be Maine's best-known source of handcrafted bread. His company, Borealis Breads, is known for such tasty and wholesome sourdough breads as Aroostook wheat, multigrain, French peasant, and Portuguese corn. Many of these breads use Maine-grown grain, and in fact, Amaral has played an important role in re-establishing wheat farming and milling in Aroostook County. So, how does a person go from studying philosophy and religion at Bates to running one of the state's preeminent bakeries?
My Bates experience in terms of learning how to learn, thinking about what kind of questions to ask, thinking globally, all of that has had a great benefit to my creating my business and sustaining my business. And a lot of that comes out of the, liberal arts education that I received at Bates. And and you think about what we've done with connecting with local agriculture, and that comes out of asking questions about, well, what do we really want to accomplish with this business? We're not here, we need to make money and be profitable, but, that's one of many, many goals. And, how do we tie into the community? How do we have a long-term impact where, 20 or 30 years from now, people say, well, Borealis really made some differences in this state. The Bates experience, gave me the ability to really think with that type of global perspective and ask questions about what's good for the community at large.
But Jim Amaral knew his way around a bakery before he ever got to Bates.
I actually started, my baking career started at Sally Ann Food Shop in Concord, Massachusetts. And I actually started washing pots and pans, and that was a very traditional old bakery where it was hardwood floors, and they wouldn't mop the floors. You would actually get down on your knees and scrape the floor with metal scrapers every day from one end of the bakery to the other. Great place to work, family-owned. And then I went from doing, the cleaning and all that to frying donuts, to doing sugar cookies, to breads, pies. And back then, this was in the early 70s. Mid-70s, and so everything was being made from scratch. There were no mixes or anything like that. There was no frozen product that was being brought in and baked off the way it happens many times nowadays. It certainly fostered my love for baking in general. And the other reason I took the job there was a great bookstore next door, and you got paid cash every Saturday. So you go from the bakery to the bookstore, load up on whatever books you wanted, and you're good to go. So it was a great, great start to the baking career.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.